This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Scott Simon is away. I'm Susan Stanberg. In just a few days, the first binding votes will be cast in the contest for the Democratic presidential nomination, and lots of Iowans are undecided.
I don't think you can go wrong with Senator Kerry or Mr. Gephardt.
We think that Dean is, he's shown what he can do in Vermont. He's done it.
I'm kind of torn between two or three.
John Gretenberg, Ken Miller, and Barbara Katuch. Monday evening, they will gather with other Iowa Democrats, caucusing in living rooms, school gyms, community centers, deciding who they want to take on President Bush this fall. NPR's national political correspondent Mara Liasson is in Des Moines. Hi.
Hi, Susan.
And this race in the last few weeks has all of a sudden sort of turned into an incredibly fluid, hard-to-predict four-way fight.
Yeah, it's amazing. What happened was that the race had looked for a very long time like it was a dead heat between Howard Dean and Dick Gephardt. All of a sudden, it's a free-for-all. Huh. John Kerry and John Edwards, who were way back in the pack, have surged. Dean has slipped. The attacks on him and his own missteps appear to be taking a toll. Gephardt's support doesn't go up or down very much. Somebody described it to me. Gephardt is a flat line. The others are like rubber bands. Mm. And one of the reasons this happened, I think, is that Kerry decided to do something very gutsy. He pulled his entire staff out of New Hampshire and sent them to Iowa. And Edwards, who's stuck to this very positive, optimistic message, he's always been everyone's second choice here in Iowa, has really benefited from some of the disgust that Iowans have with the negative attacks that have been exchanged between Dean and Gephardt. Mm-hmm. Also, as you mentioned, Susan, there are more undecided voters than ever at this late point in an Iowa caucus fight, and Iowa Democrats are expected to turn out in possibly record numbers. In 2000, only 61,000 out of the 530,000 registered Democrats turned out at the caucuses. This year, people are expecting well over 100,000.
Woo, so this is exciting. Now, tell us about this recent poll that showed John Kerry in the lead in Iowa.
This is a tracking poll that's done by John Zogby and MSNBC. It's a very small sampling. It's done every night. It does show that Kerry has surged, and in the latest track, he was even 5 points ahead of Dean and Gephardt. But Iowa polling is notoriously suspect. It's very hard to identify who is a likely caucus goer. And if the Dean campaign lives up to its predictions, it's going to bring a lot of new voters to the caucuses, some who haven't even registered yet as Democrats, and those are the hardest to find for pollsters.
Oh, sure.
And in Dean's case, many of these people are young and they only have cell phones. They're even harder to track. The other thing that polls don't measure is the strength of each candidate's organization. That makes all the difference here. Gephardt has an organization that's older and tested. Industrial union members, they've delivered before for Gephardt. He won in 88. Dean has a younger, very energetic organization. Kerry has a lot of experienced people working for him. He has a potential base here among veterans. He's a Vietnam veteran, of course, but nothing like the depth of Gephardt and Dean. The same is true for John Edwards.
So what does a win in Iowa really mean, Mara?
Different things for different candidates. For example, for Dick Gephardt, he has to win here if his campaign is to survive. He has really staked his entire political career on this. He's not running again for the House. Dean, on the other hand, is still in the lead in New Hampshire. He has the only truly national organization of any of the candidates. He has tons of money. He can live to fight for many more days, no matter what happens to him in Iowa. For Kerry, a second-place finish, for instance, would be a big deal. It would potentially rejuvenate his sagging campaign in New Hampshire. And for John Edwards, almost anything that he does here beats expectations. He probably has the least at stake here and the most to gain.
Mm-hmm. Meantime, in New Hampshire, we are hearing that Wesley Clark is really on a roll.
Well, Wesley Clark has been home alone in New Hampshire, all by himself, with the exception of Joe Lieberman, the other candidate who, besides Clark, decided not to compete in Iowa. Clark hasn't had any competition for the last couple of weeks, and he has gotten to be a better candidate. He's benefited from Dean's slippage in New Hampshire. But wait till all the other candidates get to New Hampshire next Tuesday. Clark is going to be their number one target, and he has yet to prove that he can take the heat that a surging candidate gets.
Yeah. NPR's national political correspondent, Mara Liasson. Thank you.
Thank you, Susan.